By the time Han looked away, Zek was already moving their own hover scaff up toward the breach. As they rose, Han saw that the bowl-shaped hole had actually exposed part of the level below their target level. Through the narrow gap, he could see down into a long corridor lined by sealed transparasteel doors. Standing behind most of the doors were beings dressed in fluorescent orange detainee uniforms. They appeared to be of many different species. There were a lot of Arcona, Askagians, and humans. Some looked shocked, others menacing. None appeared friendly. The hover scaff stopped in front of level 1913. Zek quickly leapt across the 2.5 meter gap into the building, landing in a corridor similar to the one below. Beyond him, Leia and Jaina were already racing toward a sealed security door, lightsabers in hand, but not yet activated. Zek spun around and used the Force to lift the droids into the passage, then turned to Han.
You want a lift?
Han eyed the distance to the edge of the corridor floor and silently thanked Zek for making it sound like the offer was optional. He nodded.
You'd have made a great son-in-law, kid.
Too late,
Terran called up. She was inside the Cygnus 7 now, preparing to take her new position as the escape vehicle gunner.
Finders keepers.
Zek rolled his eyes, but smiled at her.
Don't worry, Terran, he said. After Relifon, I'm not changing anything.
What happened on Relifon?
Han asked. Zek's swarthy complexion brightened to brilliant crimson.
Sorry.
He let the sentence trail off and looked away for a moment, then extended a hand toward Han.
State secret.
Han's stomach grew heavy as he suddenly floated into the air and started across the gap. He glanced back at Terran, who was standing in the doorway of the Cygnus 7, strapping on a pair of big DL-51 blaster pistols, and thought better of pressing for details. Zek set him down, then pointed toward the end of the corridor, where Leia and Jaina were already using their lightsabers to cut through the Durasteel security door.
The data sockets up there are too. Let's go.
Zek took the lead, ignoring the muted clamor of hammering fists and yelling prisoners that followed them down the corridor. Han brought up the rear, keeping watch as C-3PO and R2-D2 advanced ahead of him. As they moved, he set his blaster to full and started blasting cam bubbles. Each time he destroyed one, a muffled cheer rose from the inmates in nearby cells. The prisoners seemed to be males of many different species. Their cells were more or less uniform, though there was often a roost or a nest instead of a bed. Occasionally, the air was tinged brown or green, suggesting a non-standard atmosphere. Han and the droids had almost reached the security door when a faint hissing sounded from the ventilation ducts. He pulled the breath mask off his equipment harness and slipped the elastic keeper straps over his head.
Gas!
He pulled the mask down and opened the air feed, then activated his throat mic.
Squad 7-2, watch yourselves. We've got gas up here.
Down here, too,
Yakil replied.
They're reacting quicker than we expected.
Affirmative,
Turi confirmed from Cygnus 7.
We've got 3 pursuit speeders coming our way.
Dang, that was fast,
Han said.
Can you outrun?
No need,
Terran replied. The screech of a discharging ion cannon sounded from outside.
There are only 3. I can hold them off.
For how long?
Han asked.
Don't worry,
Terran said.
We'll be here when you need a ride.
The rumble of a distant explosion sounded outside.
That's fine, Terran,
Leia broke in.
Just remember, we're trying to keep deaths to a minimum.
It wasn't me,
Terran retorted, speaking of the squeal of her ion cannon.
One of those speeders fired a concussion missile.